On movie screens everywhere, the latest superhero sensation wields a sword, a shield, and a magical golden lasso. The only thing missing from Wonder Woman's arsenal might just be a pair of roller skates. Wait, what? Commentator Victor Wishna explains in this latest edition of A Fan's Notes.
If you believe the blockbuster numbers or the nonstop ads, this is the summer of the warrior princess. Wonder Woman, the movie, has come to save the day, riding a wave of good vibes and critical acclaim to the top spot 2 weeks running, and proving that, on a battlefield or at the box office, women can kick ass too. But if you want to see the real thing, that is, in the flesh, with no camera tricks or CGI, then head down to Memorial Hall in KCK this Saturday night, when the Roller Warriors, Kansas City's premier all-female flat-track roller derby league, will once again take to the track. On teams with names like the Knockouts and the Black Eye Susans, women warriors of ranging ages and daytime occupations fight under alter egos that are simply wonderful in their own right. Little Miss Rampage, Gloria Strikem, Georgia O'Grief, and Yoko... Oh, no, you didn't. No bullet-deflecting bracelets or steel stiletto boots, just elbow and knee pads, and, of course, roller skates. Each squad deploys 5 skaters at a time, 4 blockers and 1 jammer, whose job is to push through the opposing team's scrum. So it's a little like rugby or football, you know, on wheels. The sport has its own Hollywood roots. Originated by a struggling film publicist, roller derby began in the 1930s as a series of endurance races, but its promoters realized the occasional collisions were the most exciting part and tweaked the model to maximize physical contact between the skaters, including elbowing, arm whipping, and slamming each other into the rink's outer rail. Teams were formed, the tracks got smaller, and the derby that emerged was far less Kentucky and more demolition. Speed mattered, but not so much as toughness, tenacity, and brute force. Contests were no longer billed as races, but as bouts. After World War II, roller derby's popularity soared. The league spread from East Coast to West, and in 1953, a new LA-based team made its debut at the Rose Bowl. Other teams played home bouts at Madison Square Garden, Comiskey Park, and the Oakland Coliseum, and many were televised. Yet by the early 70s, it was all over, shut down amid rising overhead and dwindling support. For the next 30 years, any effort to revive the sport met with limited and fleeting success. But then, early in the 21st century, roller derby started to make a comeback as a grassroots sports movement dominated by women, a new wave of leagues and teams owned and operated by the skaters themselves. In 2004, the Kansas City Roller Warriors were among the first few leagues to help establish the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, the sport's international governing body, which now oversees some 400 leagues worldwide. Men's leagues exist too, but the future of roller derby is female. This summer, the Roller Warriors launched another session of Junior Warriors, open to boys and girls, and it's mostly girls, as young as 8. As the league's mission statement attests, the goal is to foster a positive, hardworking sisterhood that empowers women and girls to be healthy, confident athletes, role models, leaders, and active contributors to our community both on and off the track. A proud tribe of Amazons, using their powers to make the world a better place. But enough of my mansplaining. Like any good athletes, these warriors let their game speak for itself.
Victor Wishna is a writer, editor, and sports fan. He lives in Leawood.